Welcome back to The State of Belief. I'm Paul Brandeis Rauschenbusch. My guests are Lisa Freund, Sharon Harris-Ewing, and Tony Fisher, members of the Steering Committee for Interfaith Alliance of Southwest Florida. Lisa, why don't you also talk about media? Because I really, you know, as a media guy myself, I'm passionate about this. What is your thought about the way to shape narrative in Southwest Florida and how that might be an inspiration for others listening?
Well, I'm the chair of our communications committee, and we've worked on a number of things. One thing I want to say about the newspapers down here is the reporters keep changing. They're very young. It's a small market, and they get other opportunities and they leave. But I have whoever is currently reporting for the Naples Daily News, I have on speed dial. Because and connect with them through Twitter, connect with them through LinkedIn, and then when a new person comes on, we're right in contact with them too. There are online news sources around here. We have some connections to TV reporting. We almost got a reporter from the local NBC station, a team, to our event last week, November 9th. But they had grabbed another story. We're also in touch with a woman who is a reporter for the Gannett Papers in Southwest Florida. She is the social action reporter, and she is planning on writing an article about Interfaith Alliance of Southwest Florida. So this is all important. We also have somewhat of a social media presence. I'm managing a Facebook group. And we've got our website, but we have more work to do in that regard.
What are the website URL and some of the social media handles?
Okay, the URL is interfaithalliance.org/SWFL. The email address is important. It's SWFLinterfaith@gmail.com. We have a Facebook group.
While this work is exciting and gratifying, it can also be very difficult. So I'm curious what each of you has as a spiritual tool almost, or you don't have to describe it that way, but what are the ways that you keep going?
For me, my spiritual practice is meditation and walking. Both. I do both as often as I can, most every day. And that sort of grounds me in this place on this earth. And the other piece is a belief that there are folks out there that need us as a unifying organization, as a unifying group who I really trust that there are people who want to hear and need to hear this message.
Great. Sharon?
It's interesting. I said at the beginning, I have wanted ever since I've been in Naples to have some kind of interfaith group and network. I've been a part of that in other places, not exactly the same, but part of what keeps me going is just the feeling that it is so important that we come together across faith traditions. And we had someone at the meeting the other night, we always say diverse faiths and no faith. And a woman introduced herself and said, I'm of the no faith category. And we said, welcome, we're glad you're here. And so I think about my call to ministry, which was a long time ago, but this is just part of what I have felt called to do. So in my so-called retirement, it's just close to my heart, and the enthusiasm of other people keeps me going. But I feel a call to do this.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, what keeps you going?
Well, in terms of faith, Rabbi Hillel had commented something like, I don't have the exact quote, but treat your fellow person as you would want to be treated yourself. That self, that is the whole Torah. There is nothing else. And that resonates with me all the time. Every single And I'm trying to get this across to a lot of people these days. Every single major religion has a golden rule. It has some version of the golden rule. And that's really what we're talking about. When we were in the room with those people on November 9th, that's the kind of thing that sustains me tremendously, because you could feel, and then I got feedback from people on the email, at our email, of how wonderful it was to be in a room with other people who feel as strongly as we do that hate and divisiveness have no place in our community. And so that's what keeps me going, is events like that, and talking to people and hearing from people who say, it was so wonderful to know I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. That's such a theme. That's what success looks like for us, is bringing people together. That's alliance. That's the alliance of Interfaith Alliance. And so I love that. We like to end this show with a some hopeful notes. So what gives you all hope? And maybe you just covered this, but is there anything that gives you hope right now as we look towards the election, as we look towards it? What is giving you hope right now? Sharon, you want to start?
Well, I think reference has been made to our November 9th event, and for people who are interested in organizing, that gives me hope. I think it gives all of us hope. More than 200 people came, and I think it was a wonderful combination of your presentation, Paul, and we that's a gift that you were able to be with us, and then local leaders talking about what Christian nationalism looks like in terms of anti-Semitism and racism and backlash against LGBTQ community and also the school board. But we have heard so many people say they felt the positive energy in the room. And the question now is, what do we do with that energy? How do we build on it? And what strategies do we use? But so many people felt so hopeful and energized by that event, and that gives me a great deal of hope.
Thank you. Lisa?
Yeah, what gives me hope is when I go to a school board meeting and there are other people there speaking up and feeling, you know, saying the very same things that I am, that, you know, yes, the school board did need to follow the law and remove books from the shelves, but you guys have been a little bit overzealous. Why is that? You know, why have you done it this way? Being able to have other people in the room, because I had gone to school board meetings in the past where I was literally the only one speaking out against whatever manifestation of Christian nationalism there was, and anything anti-education. And this is giving me hope. And what's happening is that the school board is responding. This is a very, very Christian nationalist focused ideological board. Three of the people on the board follow that ideology. And yet the decisions they're making seem to be more modulated. And this gives me tremendous hope.
That's wonderful. Tony?
What gives me hope is when I stand back at the end of some of our events and watch what's going on in the room after the event, and the people who are continuing to have conversations, people of different backgrounds and different colors, and just making connections, and all of a sudden feeling like there's people they can talk to and people that they can work with. And we're stimulating those conversations. We don't have to do all this alone. We just need to be here and be present to help stimulate further conversations, and other folks can take some of that lead as well. So I see us as sort of as an important momentum builder and of course presence, but I just see the energy that's being created in what we're doing and see that it's so necessary and valuable to providing a progressive point of view in a time when it's not easy to talk about those things.
I love it. I think that this is so great. This is about people coming together, and literally coming together can be a hope multiplier. Thank you so much to Dr. Lisa Freund. Thank you so much to Reverend Dr. Sharon Harris Ewing. And thank you to Reverend Tony Fisher for all the work you're doing in Southwest Florida and for joining us today on The State of Belief. It was just great to talk to you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And that's all the time we have for The State of Belief this week. Be sure to subscribe to the new and improved podcast called The State of Belief at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform, or at stateofbelief.com/new podcast. Subscribe to The State of Belief today. We need your help keeping The State of Belief growing. I hope you'll consider being a partner in this crucial work by making a financial contribution today. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. And if you're getting something out of this show, can I ask you to forward it to one person in your network this week? You heard about the vibrant community building around shared values happening in Southwest Florida. Some of those same benefits come with being part of these important conversations together. Sharing is easy to do on Facebook and Instagram at State of Belief. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Religion News Service or Religion News Foundation. State of Belief is produced by Ray Kirstein and is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org and be sure to join us next week. I can't wait. Until then, I'm Paul Brandeis Rauschenbusch on The State of Belief, where religion and democracy meet.